Hansel kept up a running feud with Dorothy also. Hansel's thinking about Dorothea was only a reflection of what he thought of Cartier-Bresson, that he and she did something with people that was not nice. He believed that the proper stance was to look at everything through a ballet eye, elevated above the dirt, on your tippy toes. He believed he could best save the mountains by photographing them beautifully, not by showing the dirt, so he didn't like Dorothea photographing the meaner aspects of life. All those dirty people never deserved any attention anyway. They go away, they die of starvation or something, or they should elevate themselves by their jockstraps. He was indulged as a child, and indulged himself more as an adult. He never went to school. He had Greek tutors, Latin tutors. At 17, he had a music tutor as well. He had a job once playing piano in a vaudeville house. He played Bach. Various funny little piano pieces exist for just black keys. Hansel's vaudeville trick was to play the black keys with a grapefruit. Up and down, he'd toss the grapefruit. He'd have two of them, and they'd land just right. For Mozart, though, he'd take five bananas in one hand and separate them to play the white keys, while one grapefruit played the black keys. This was his debut in classical piano. 2.5 years of manic practice, then fruit. So he came to the piano with a mania that later transferred to photography. He'd practiced for anywhere from 11 to 17 hours a day. Completely spoiled, he guzzled candies too. And by the time he was 18 or 19, had a set of false teeth and a nervous breakdown, and he was sent off to the Sierras, all ready to become a photographer. He had all the ingredients. He was an elitist. He could exist on candy, hike the mountains for days on hard lemon drops, and climb. Then on the scene comes Walter Starr, a San Francisco industrialist, old and rich.